driven by Briggs Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go.
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Back for hour two of the game. John, Tyler, and Mitch all here with you. Mitch's Jabroni of the Week coming up at the end of the hour. We will talk some K-State football later on this hour as well. Get to more on Danny Duffy and what his injury means for the Royals. I think it should cause you to reflect somewhat. But we open up once again with this Tiger Woods story, which is dominating the sports world. You just heard Dan Patrick talking about it there in Above the Noise. I'm with him. I think this whole thing, not just the DUI story that has come out here, you combine it with all of his professional struggles, the story that unraveled in 2009, one of the more fascinating sports stories that I can remember. So we'll talk about who this whole fall from grace reminds me about in just a moment. The game KMAN on Twitter or JL Kurtz if you have questions or comments. Tyler Dreiling as well. Mitch the Fort.
Mm-hmm.
It is just straight up Tyler Dreiling, right? I never can remember this.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's not hard.
There's the Twitter handles. If you do want to offer up a question or comment, you can also call us 537-1350 or toll free 866-776-1350. So Tiger Woods, if you've missed the details, arrested on suspicion of a DUI. He claimed at the time, released a statement after being arrested at about 3 o'clock Monday morning, that it was not alcohol related. It was related to prescription medication, one of those being Vicodin, that he listed along with three others to police at the time. He has a mugshot that was released, and it is pretty bad. He does not look like he is in good shape at all. There's been a lot of conversation about just how far Tiger Woods has fallen. I've continued to say I think the biggest emotion people seem to be having, or the biggest reaction people seem to be having, is pity for Tiger Woods because of where things are at. And, I mean, it is amazing from being a guy that literally defined his sport, transcended his sport, made people care about golf that otherwise wouldn't care about golf, like myself, was poised to be, I mean, it used to not be a question of, is Tiger Woods going to be the best golfer of all time and set every record? It was going to be when. Now it looks like that's never going to happen. Big part of that has been just all of his struggles actually golfing. He's had the injury issues with the back. It seemed like after the personal life stuff unfolded in 2009, he just never could really get back on track. He's never been able to find the footing there. And if you literally just took his career, how his career has gone without any of the outside stuff, in a vacuum, you take Tiger Woods' professional career in a vacuum, that story in and of itself would be amazing enough, just how quickly he fell. But then you throw in everything else, and now the public perception of him, what appears to be happening with his personal life, and throw in that fall, we're getting into unprecedented territory with just how far things have fallen, the high to the low here for Tiger Woods.
It's generated a lot of conversation, and what is so difficult is you're trying to measure a guy who was like the only face of his sport. You know, it's very different than comparing him to an O.J. Simpson or something like that, because number one, the issues for both of those athletes were widely different, and we talked about that a little bit in the first hour. But football survives without O.J. Simpson. You know, football survives without Michael Vick. Basketball survives without some of the real scandals that we've had in basketball. But golf needed Tiger Woods, and in some ways still does. I mean, you look at what the ratings are like now for the game, and it's crazy. And I think that's why you can make the case that he is the biggest of all time in terms of going from high to low.
Yeah, people will throw out some of the names that you just mentioned, O.J. Simpson, Aaron Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their crimes were much worse than what Tiger Woods has done here. Tiger Woods has been hurt more by just the court of public opinion than the actual court in what he has done here. Also, like you said, those guys were not transcended figures. They did not transcend their sport. I mean, Tiger Woods, I can't tell you, I have had no interest really in golf, if I'm being completely honest, my whole life. But I actually did like Tiger, and I would watch some golf because of Tiger Woods, and he had that kind of an effect on people. So that's where I think the real difference is there. He could make a sport, people will get mad at me at this, or mad at me for saying it this way. He made a sport that was not all that cool, very cool. That's the way I perceived it and looked at it. Yeah, he had his own Nike line. You know, I mean, Michael Jordan's basically the only guy in that kind of rarefied air. And then he falls to where everybody thinks he's just a terrible person. I think the only one that comes somewhat close is Lance Armstrong, and that's because mainly of the way that it fits the narrative of what he did for the sport. I mean, Lance Armstrong, what he did for cycling was make people actually pay attention to it, whereas generally nobody is going to in the first place. I was less affected by Lance Armstrong to follow cycling than I was for Tiger and golf, but cycling's also more off the beaten path for me than what golf is. I think Lance Armstrong, in terms of being a guy that literally defined a sport, the sport needed him, and then came crashing down in just a huge downward spiral. Lance Armstrong does fit the bill in a way.
And he also built up a brand that was as big or larger than Tiger Woods' brand, which sounds crazy because you can go out and see all those Tiger Woods collection Nike shirts and the clubs and the shoes and the balls, and everything. But the Livestrong Foundation was absolutely massive, to the point that when Sporting Park was built in Kansas City, and it was a beautiful new facility, and it's still called the soccer capital of America, it was Livestrong Sporting Park, and Lance Armstrong had a suite there, and there was a yellow seat in that suite where he would sit if he ever came to games. And now, I mean, you know, the yellow Livestrong bands that people wore, that it's all gone. It's just not out there anymore. And the organization has tried to separate themselves from the actual scandal and tried to continue to do some good things, and they have, but it's not on your radar anymore, and that has to be a big factor in how you view both of those athletes. They both had huge brands. You're not really seeing them anymore.
Now, I did mention Michael Jordan, and he becomes an interesting topic to bring up in all this to me. That is because I think there's such a difference in the way that Tiger Woods and Lance Armstrong, but in particular here Tiger Woods, because his issues were all from his personal life, not the, you know, actually doping and cheating like Lance Armstrong was. So let's take Lance Armstrong out of it. But for the athlete, the superstar that has skeletons in their closet in their personal life, much like all of us, but theirs get put on display and they get put on blast in the court of public opinion, like what's happened to Tiger Woods. It's so much different now to have that happen in 2017 or even 2009 when all this first came about with Tiger Woods than it was in the 90s or further back than that. Michael Jordan, it's pretty well documented. I mean, Michael Jordan had some issues with gambling, womanizing, a lot of things that people really don't like today, and a lot of the same people that just crushed Tiger Woods would not be happy with. But back then, in the 90s, I think it was perfectly said by Corey when I brought this up to Corey here in the building, who's a big Michael Jordan fan, and his point was, at that time when some of that would leak out about Michael Jordan, people didn't want to know. They wanted to maintain the purity of these athletes that they idolize. You didn't want to know. That is not how it works in 2017 in the day and age of social media and just where we have evolved to. We want to know it all, and we want to be able to just crush you on social media.
Well, it's not necessarily whether you want or don't want to know. It's the fact that in this day and age, you are forced to know it because of social media being out there and because the existence of camera phones and everything like that. I mean, everything, you know, someone else that we talked about in our discussion about this was Johnny Manziel. Well, absolutely everything that he did, we know about because it was caught on a camera phone. That wasn't the case back in the 90s. So whether you wanted to know or you didn't want to know, you didn't have to because it wasn't out there for you. But now it's all out there regardless of how much you actually look at it.
I would spin it, and I'll see if you're okay with this then, to say we feel much more entitled to know these things today.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We have more tools to find that information out. TMZ exists as a big, giant company and entity because that's literally what they do. Mm-hmm. You know,
Deadspin, in a lot of ways, is built on the same thing.
Yeah, Deadspin's done the same thing with just having people email in tips, and then they will go follow up on the tips, and they are largely looking for a lot of things like that. The Manti Te'o story. I mean, they were the ones that wound up doing the digging there and breaking that big story about his girlfriend hoax. Because of all these things that have happened and the technology that's available, everybody feels like, hey, I've got a right to know this about these athletes. I mean, if it's out there, I deserve to know this. It was just such a different climate, even back in the 90s with MJ. Don't, you know, hey, I don't I mean, can you imagine, like, LeBron James?
Well,
like, if some of the same things came up about LeBron today, people would be prying left and right and wanting all that information to build a case against LeBron James.
I mean, Corey had also mentioned Dennis Rodman. I mean, that's a guy that basically had all the same stuff going on off the court that Tiger has had going on in terms of his infidelity and everything like that. But people love Dennis Rodman because he was polarizing on the court, and he, you know, he got headlines, and people just loved watching him because they didn't know what he was going to do next. He almost is as good of an example as far as someone who you didn't know because you didn't have to know as Michael Jordan.
Well, I think there's Dennis Rodman to me becomes different because he really embraced what he was. Yeah, I mean, you knew what he was about. Tiger Woods had a pristine image. Michael Jordan had a pristine image. They portrayed themselves differently than what Dennis Rodman did. I mean, he brought that all on and put it all out there, which, you know, I always like guys. We poke fun at it, but, you know, like, I like Manziel. Dennis Rodman, awesome. I think a lot of what he did is very entertaining. I'm entertained by people like that, and I can appreciate, this goes back to what I said in the open of the show, I just don't like the self-righteousness of a lot of people. If you want to come out and just embrace it and be like, look, this is what I do, I do some things that a lot of people won't agree with, a lot of people won't like, but here I am, you can love me or hate me. I have an appreciation for that, as opposed to those that do a lot of the same acts but try and put on a front and then, you know, legislate morality to everybody else. Speak from the bully pulpit on everybody else. So I think there is a difference there. But it's pretty clear that had this happened in the 90s with Tiger Woods, it may not have – there's just – with the social media and the way everything swarmed up on him in 2009, all this could have unfolded differently, and especially if it's just a, you know, DUI situation like this. I think now the combination of everything, everyone really is just going all in on just prying, making assumptions, doing whatever they can to get on the Tiger Woods train here. We didn't get to the other Danny Duffy angle here. I will tell you when we come back why I think Duffy's injury is a good time to reflect back on 2014 and 15. And just cherish those memories that you have. Also, Kansas AD Shane Zinger got a contract extension. That may not move the needle a ton just on its own, but I think there are some similarities between the situation he's in and the situation Bruce Weber is in. We'll get to that coming up on the game.